The guys are coming in here, wanting to go out here and do better and help turn the organization around. So I think it's going to be a good deal for us.
Everyone's ready to put their head down and go to work.
It's the point in time to where you fine-tune your skills. You say, okay, I'm in shape, but now what's going to take me from good to great? What's going to take me from great to excellent? What's going to take me from excellent to becoming a champion? It's going to be something that we have to build on, constant repetition.
You know, we have a whole bunch of weapons on this team right now, on both sides of the ball and in special team. So I think, you know, just bringing this whole team together now and having everybody here just kind of gets everybody a little antsy and just ready to go.
You have to start somewhere, and I think right now we're off to a good start.
Voluntary offseason workouts got underway a couple of weeks ago, near perfect attendance, which has to make this guy happy. Welcome back to our Raiders Report. Greg Papa joined by the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Sale. And busy times around this place right now, huh? A lot going on.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we got an opportunity to get out on the field for the first time with the players the other day, and that was a great experience. There's a lot of new faces here, but it's the right type of guys, and the guys are working extremely hard, getting bigger, stronger, faster, and really getting ready for the season.
So I want to go back to the day of the draft, that first night, that Thursday. You're sitting there on the clock picking number three. You got 10 minutes to pick. In about 8 minutes, the Miami Dolphins call and say, you want to let us trade up to three? We'll drop down to 12?
Yeah, it was a pressure-packed moment. We wanted to try to be able to trade back. And try to acquire some more picks. And that was kind of one of the things, that one of our goals going into the draft. And so we were sitting there on the clock, and we were ready to take DJ with the third pick in the draft. And fortunately for us, Miami called and offered us a second-round pick, and we took the deal, and we're still able to get the guy that we wanted.
He is the headliner because he's the first-round draft pick, but you made some trades, got some extra picks. You wound up with a total of 10 draft picks. Four, actually, you were able to witness up close and personal in Mobile during the Senior Bowl game and the Senior Bowl practices. Two played for you, two played against you. And one of the guys that played against you was the quarterback, Tyler Wilson. Why did you guys decide to draft Tyler?
Well, I think when you really look at it, you know, I mean, you can, number one, you can never have enough quarterbacks on your team. And we felt like that Tyler was a guy that had a great year. Last year before the season, they had an issue with the coach, and his ability to fight through that adversity and to go through that and with a change of coaching staff right before the season started was, yeah, you know, really showed something about his character. And he's a tough guy in the pocket and will step in there under extreme duress and still deliver the ball.
So the Raiders have added a lot of people this offseason, not just the 10 you picked on the weekend for the NFL draft, but throughout the offseason. Talk about some of the new faces you brought in on defense, Coach. So starting with Tracy Porter, a Super Bowl hero and a guy that you coached with in New Orleans.
Tracy was a guy that, you know, obviously I had the opportunity to coach 3 years there in New Orleans. We won the Super Bowl together, and so he was a natural fit here. If I look at a guy like Usama Young, who I had in New Orleans, who I got great familiarity with, will come in and do a good job for us. And a guy like Mike Jenkins, who was a first-round draft choice coming out, and I remember studying him coming out, and we had him rated really highly.
I do want to ask you about a couple of adds to your coaching staff, starting with your offensive coordinator, Greg Olsen. I guess you got on the phone and called Drew Brees to check in about Greg, and Greg did the same thing to check in about you, huh?
Well, yeah, we did. We all did our research. He's a great football mind, and he's adaptable. I wanted to bring somebody in here that I felt like was gonna, you know, put our players in the best position to let them do what they do really well, and that was one of the things that he really stressed to me when he came in on the interview process. And you know, it was a long process trying to get him here, and we're fortunate that we were able to get him to come here.
Tony Sperano is your new offensive line coach, one of the best offensive line coaches in recent memory in the NFL, and a pretty good head football coach. How is he going to improve your O-line play, do you think?
He's one of the best in the business, and he's going to do a great job with this offensive line. The great thing about Tony is he's seen a lot of different things, and he's got answers for anything that you can bring to him. And I think with some of the youth that we have up front on the offensive line, specifically with Bergstrom and Nixon at guard, even Wisniewski at center, and then with Menelik Watson, who we just drafted, you know, I think he's going to bring a wealth of experience to that room, and I'm glad and we're very fortunate that we have Tony Sperano.
You have new leaders on offense on the coaching staff, and under center, a new quarterback in Matt Flynn. Tell me why you guys chose Matt Flynn, Coach.
Yeah, I think when you really look at it, Matt Flynn's a guy that, although he hadn't had a lot of opportunities, when he has had those opportunities, he's done really well. You look at, go back to 2010, when they're fighting for a chance to make it to the playoffs, he goes in and plays really well against the New England Patriots at their place. Then 2011, you know, I think he set every passing record there was for Green Bay. And all the intangibles are the things that I really think sets him apart. He may not be the biggest, the strongest, the fastest, but he's got the leadership ability. He's extremely smart, and he just knows how to, when he gets in the game, he knows how to lead the team down the field and score points.
GM Reggie McKenzie has already said, at least to start the offseason, he's going to be your number one. But you got the rookie Wilson and you got Terrell Pryor, so competition will be fierce. And competition is going to be fierce on this roster almost everywhere, especially on defense. You're likely going to have 8 new defensive starters on defense.
Yeah, well, I think competition brings out the best in all of us. And one of the things that you know, we're fortunate now that we're in a position where we can have a lot of competition. Our guys are going to compete hard to try to win the battle. The thing I've stressed to them is I want this to be a healthy competition, because at the end of the day, the more good players we have, the better chance we have of winning on Sundays, and that's what it's all about.
Thank you so much for your time, as always, and good luck in the offseason leading into training camp.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
That is Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders, on the Raiders Report.